Day 167, Power of Light. God is stronger than the evil that controls this world. God has a plan that lets evil have dominion over earth. Why? Ultimately, I think it is for us to all see the difference between darkness and light. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 145. I want to let you in on a little secret. Actually, this isn't such a little thing. It is absolutely revolutionary. Are you ready? Here it is. Satan is making all the bad things happen in your life to try to get you to doubt who you are in our God's eyes and who this God is in your life. Not blown away yet? Let me give you the second half of this secret. God puts up with Satan's wrongdoings so that you can be part of the process of bringing light, God's light, into this dark world. Amazed? I know it's hard to get excited with the prospect that the bad things that come against us might actually be useful in the hands of an all-powerful God. Frankly, it is just easier to believe that we are being punished for our wrongdoing than to think that God might actually use Satan's plans for harm to bring goodness to this world. Problem with believing that we are just being punished for our sin is that that thought completely negates the need for Jesus to have suffered and have died on the cross. Why would God need to punish us for something that his own son's blood paid the price for forgiveness? That's the trouble with trying to use our judgment and interpretation as to what life is all about, especially when life takes a turn for the worse. The enormity of what Christ did for us gets washed away when we look at our circumstances as proof as to who we are or as to the goodness of this God we serve. I'm starting to believe that the badness that comes against me is nothing more than an attack by the forces of darkness. I'm also starting to walk in the power of thinking that God actually has a plan to use Satan's attacks in a way that not only will confound him, but will actually bring light into a dark situation. Have you ever thought about the element of light? Light has some interesting properties that can really be seen as spiritual. Maybe that is why Jesus is described as the light of the world, and we are called to be a light in our community. Light plays a very important role when it comes to our spiritual lives. Check out today's Bible verse as it relates to the light we are to be. You groped your way through that murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true. These are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Ephesians 5, 8-10, The Message. When we are working to live life as a victor, we are putting into action those things God is showing us. The term daylight hours in our reading above really describes the way victors are supposed to live in the light Christ has shed in our lives. Light seems to be very important to how we walk our lives with God. Let's take a look at three properties of light that really drive home the victim-to-victor discussion. First of all, light has the unique ability to overwhelm darkness. Want proof of this? Take the smallest candle or flashlight you can find into a completely dark room. Don't light the candle or turn on the flashlight for a few seconds as you let your eyes adjust to the dark conditions. Our eyes are pretty amazing inventions. Even in the darkest places, they adjust in ways that help us see, even if ever so slightly. Now, light that candle or turn on that flashlight. I don't care how small that light source, something magical happens when you shine that light. Darkness seems to be rolled back. Even with the smallest of light sources, our eyes are now able to make out things in that pitch black darkness that would have been completely impossible before the light was lit. That's what we're able to do when we carry God's light in our lives into the dark situation Satan will throw against us. Even the smallest of light will make it possible for those trapped in darkness to see their way. Next time darkness feels like it's overwhelming you, turn on that light and watch that darkness flee. Second characteristic light has that can be described as spiritual is that light is actually a byproduct of power being released. One of the many destructive elements of an atomic bomb is the light that it generates. That light is so bright that it can blind a person from many miles away. Light is this strange combination of particles and waves of energy that, when harnessed, are very beneficial to the user. To get that light, a power has to be expended in a very controlled manner. Light emanates from a source of power in ways that really do speak of the nature of God himself. It is no wonder God is described in terms of light. It takes power to make light, and God is the most powerful thing we will ever come to know. The final characteristic of light I want us to consider is that light has the ability to expose in this world. In the old days, photos were made by exposing specifically treated paper to just the right amount of light passing through an image stored on photographic film. When the exact right combination of light, image, and time are combined, something beautiful comes forth. In the hands of a master, the development of photos can be equated to making art of any kind. In the hands of a novice, that same combination of light, image, and time produces nothing but garbage. Light has the ability to expose things in this world in a way that nothing else can. It is when the master art worker, God himself, is in control that beautiful things happen, as just the right amount of light is given to an image for exactly the right amount of time. Want to see an example of God's artwork that has resulted from his light in the world? Take a look in the mirror. You are a living example of the art that happens when the power that is God's light makes the darkness flee in your life to expose the light God has placed in you for his purposes. It is because Jesus was the light of the world that you are the victor you are at this moment. Let that light he has placed inside of you be what makes others realize the power of victor living in their lives as well.